people of the United States of America, we are anonymous. Over the past few days it has become obvious to us that the European Union will be passing a new bill called ACTA, the Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement, meaning copyright laws will be enforced more around the World Wide Web. We will be losing our own rights, we will be losing out freedom of speech. This law will allow the government to monitor anything and everything we visit. Us, as human beings, have the rights to freedom. Who do the European Union think they are, trying to take control of the internet? Anonymous will not stand for this. If this law is passed, then Anonymous will take action. Action that will not destroy the internet, but make sure that the EU know that what they've done is wrong. They cannot become the owners of something which hasn't previously been owned. The internet is everyone's. We are Anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forget the freedom to our individual rights. As human beings, we do not forgive the attempt to censor the internet. To the American government and other countries supporting this bill, you have been warned by Anonymous.
What's up, you guys? How are you? Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. On today's episode, it's a good one. It's a good episode. I talked to two guys from Anonymous. If you don't know what Anonymous is, I always thought of them as a hacker group. But that's not what they are. They're not a hacker group. Some members of Anonymous know how to hack shit, but that's not what they are. They are I don't know if you call it a civil defense group. When they say we are Anonymous, they don't mean that they are Anonymous. They mean we in terms of they're one of us. They're just standing up for our rights. We're starting to lose them in this country, in America. I'm not preaching like the little things. I'm talking about overall bigger things. And I know why. Enough mushrooms have helped me understand this, that we're all just humans and we're all sort of the same. And we're all corruptible. And I know for myself, if I was in a position of power and I could change a law to help me make more money or give influence to someone to help them pass a law to help me make more money, I would do it. I'm not uncorruptible. And people in Congress and in Senate, they're the same. They're just like us. They're just people. They're not more noble than we are. They're just people. And they're fallible. And Anonymous is starting to notice these things. They're starting to notice these corruptions. Am I bothering anybody? And they're starting to stand up for us. That's what they are. When they say, hey, you're ruining our copyright laws and our freedom of speech, I always thought that was just in terms of protecting the internet because they're just internet hackers. That's not it. They're after just sort of fairness for everyone. And they realize that the government's not going to control itself the way it should. Do you know that insider trading was just illegal for Congress a few years ago? Before that, no one else was allowed to insider trade because they shouldn't be. You shouldn't be able to score an unfair advantage through insider knowledge. It'll just ruin the system. But Congress was allowed. Why? Oh, because Congress is the one making the laws, so they're like, let us do it. Just until a few years ago. Sort of corruptions. They just keep getting up over and over again. Anonymous is sort of helping control that. They don't have any sort of weird other plan. They're just there to protect us. They're just us. They're just us. Anyway, this is a really cool episode, and I hope you guys will like it, and I hope you guys will pass it on to other people. Because keep in mind, they're not lying. There's no other hidden agenda for them. They're just saying, hey, there's victimization going on here, and we don't like it. And we're going to do what we have in our power to stop that victimization. You'll hear. It's a really good episode. So let me just say this. My CD is available as of tomorrow, unless you don't hear this on the day it comes out. It's available September 25th, the day Yom Kippur starts. Ari Shaffir, my first CD, Revenge for the Holocaust. It's available on iTunes. Please go get it. And if you get it, if you like it, tell your friends. Like, help me out by spreading it. I just want as many people to get it as possible. So Facebook about it, Twitter about it, do whatever. And just let people know that how much you liked it. And hopefully, you know, more people will get into it. The only reason I do this podcast is for my stand-up, for my draws. People will come see me. And they are. You guys are really coming to see me, and I really like it. Because you guys are also, luckily, I got a cool fan base. And if anybody who listens to this podcast comes to a show, you're going to be pretty cool and laid back and get my jokes and just sort of not get uptight about stuff. So I just want more of you to fucking come out and see me. So if you see that, if you listen to my stand-up album and like it, it'll just get more people to come see me, the type of people I want to come see me. So, Revenge for the Holocaust, available on iTunes September 25th, the day Yom Kippur starts. If you have off of school or work and you're like, hey, how come we have off school today? It's weird. It's because the Jews have to apologize for shit. Oh, yeah, Revenge for the Holocaust. Pick it up from iTunes. And if you want, you can get 4 free tracks off my website, arethegreat.com. Just go there and click, and I'll email you 4 free tracks off the album. I'll just run down my stand-up dates really quickly, Pete Holmes style. He's the best of this. By the way, listen to Pete Holmes' podcast. He's really funny, and he needs support too. Indianapolis, Crackers Downtown, September 26th through the 29th. Phoenix, October 5th with Joe Rogan and Joey Diaz. They're there the whole weekend. I'm just there on Friday. October 12th and 13th in La Jolla, California, with Steve Renazzisi from The League and Steve Simone from Our Hearts and this podcast. That'll be fun. D.C., Washington, D.C. at the Improv, November 19th, 20th, and 21st. Then my next storyteller show is October 24th at 8 p.m. at the Improv in Los Angeles. All the proceeds, just $5, go to benefit Planned Parenthood. No idea what the lineup is going to be, but I think we're going to do all Halloween stories. Maybe Jeff Garland this time. And then Portland and Helium, October 25th through the 27th. Calgary, Yuck Yucks, November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. November 8th in Chicago with Joey Diaz, an Enchanted Evening with Ari Shaffir and Joey Diaz. And then November 9th and 10th in Manhattan, New York, for the Manhattan or New York Comedy Festival. I'll be at The Stand doing 2 shows. And then on Saturday, I'm doing a live podcast. So come out to all of those. Please visit Amazon.com. No, I'm sorry. Please visit AriTheGreat.com and go through my Amazon link. Click on Amazon. And then all your shopping, they get me cash back. So they give me like 5% cash back for everything you buy. So if you do that, it really helps support this podcast because I need a new computer. It's taking me like 8 hours to do these podcasts to like, you know, even them out and everything instead of like 3 hours, and it's killing me. So I need to get a new computer. So help me. It'll help support this podcast directly. The other way to do that is go to gamefly.com/Ari and get a 2-week free trial. You can cancel after 2 weeks. I don't give a fuck. I don't care about the Gamefly Corporation. They're a good company. They let you like get a game, play with it for a while, then send it back. It's like Netflix for games. It's really cool. You don't have to buy the games, waste the money. Just get whatever, and get like 1 or 2 a month, whatever you want, and send it back. Just keep it till when you're done with it, and then send it back. If it's 2 days or the game sucks, fucking send it right back. Anyway, 2-week free trial, and they give me enough money for a gram of weed, which I also need to make this podcast. So, without further ado, let's start the episode. So, it's going to be 2 parts. The second part's going to be out tomorrow morning. They're going to come back and finish it off. And I'm only waiting a day. So this will be out Monday night, Monday morning. The next part will be out Tuesday morning. Tell each other about it. This is kind of woken me up a little bit. I hope it doesn't you too. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 79, part A, We Are Anonymous, with Luke Harder and Star Fox. Take it away, Tom Petty. Take it away. Fuck it. Here we are. Let me get the volume right. I'm excited for this. All right. Well, welcome to the episode. We have Starfucker. No, that's not right.
Very funny. That
was cool. What was it?
It's Star Fox.
Star Fox. Okay. What's Starfucker? I remember that from something.
Well, Star Fox is
actually... Isn't that just what they call chicks that try and get
a Starfucker? Yeah, that's what it is. That's right,
yeah,
for that term.
That's what that is.
Yeah. There's also the term, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but it's very rare, Chuckle Fucker. That's the people who used to want to fuck comedians.
Comedy
but there was
groupies.
Like 4 of them. Yeah, comedy groupies is cool. Way better.
I
yeah.
Like
Chuckle fucker. I really like the term. It was really demeaning to any girl who fucked a lot of comics.
She was like, I'm not that.
And you're like, well, yes, you are. Hold on, let me lock this door. Okay. And then what's your name?
Luke.
Okay. Very nice.
I came as myself.
How come you're allowed to be as yourself?
My identity has been compromised.
Whoa, really?
So, like...
Like an undercover agent?
I don't engage in anything illegal in the first place, so it's not a big deal to me.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Too many bottles of wine one night, opened up the wrong Twitter account, and
oh, posted
done.
Shit from the wrong... Really?
That's all it takes.
Yeah. Does that happen a lot with you guys? Where somebody fucks up and
I see it happen to people sometimes where, like, they're fucked up, they're on Twitter, and they said some shit they shouldn't have.
And then they just get... Something happens to them later.
Something just happens. Well,
usually the people who are engaging in illegal activities are pretty diligently not screwing up.
Yeah, they're pretty good with that.
They don't have multiple Twitter accounts on their same phone. It's just like different browsers.
But it does happen, like, I don't know, there's a bunch of people, rookies that come in and start participating that don't understand what exactly is illegal and what's not, or how to hide themselves if they are deciding to do something illegal.
That's definitely true. I mean, I have a few people I know that they wanted to become like part of a non and then partake in certain things, and when they started to try, they weren't doing it the right way. They weren't blocking their like wireless, their Wi-Fi, their any of their signal. They weren't blocking any of their basically like that anything that can be used to track their identity. They weren't using anything to cover
it. To block it. Is there like a rigorous... Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm trying to think where we should start here. There's so much I want to talk to you guys about.
I figured you had a lot of questions.
Yeah, I do have a lot of questions. But I also like to keep like conversation going. And then if like I miss something, then I'll get back to it. Here's what I want to do right now. I want to give you a different microphone because I think you're going to be softer. Hold on. And we're back off. Okay, here we go.
There you go.
All right, so here's a bunch of questions. First of all, I guess, where do anonymous people come from? Like, what kind of children become anonymous members?
Well, that's...
Are you guys all just nerds, sort of? I mean, computer nerds, not in a bad way.
A lot of it started with people who were what most people would call computer nerds.
Yeah.
Because it started with, like, 4chan and a lot of websites that are little like, deeper...
It started with 4chan. How did it start with 4chan?
4chan is more so, it's the message board site, and you can create memes, and you put things up, and at a point, they created the anonymous flag, or the banister, right?
Well, the way I understood it is they created everything on 4chan.
Yeah.
Who created everything?
The original founding members.
Okay.
Of anonymous.
Which, nobody knows who they are, they don't know who each other are.
Like, really?
I think maybe like one of them might have. I think one of them may have come out, but don't quote me on that.
Yeah,
there's a long history, and it's hard to keep it all straight.
Do they know?
Especially because of the anonymous factor. Like, it's hard to totally get definitive answers on stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, when someone like you loses their anonymity, they're just like, "You can still be a member, but we can't have you in our meetings anymore." like that.
No, because
we can't be seen with you.
All I can do, I can just change my identity.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
There's nothing to link a new identity to my old identity.
Mm-hmm. And there's even people who support the idea and who call themselves anonymous, but they don't have an identity. They just don't partake in, like, illegal activity. They just say, I support the idea. I support what you guys do. Like, I'm anonymous.
Okay. What do you guys stand for? Is there the PLO stands for killing Jews. That's their bottom line. That's what they want.
The only thing that you can pretty much say all Anons stand for is free speech, no censorship, and information should be free.
Yes.
I like that.
The free flow of information.
Free flow of information, which includes like BitTorrents and stuff like that.
Yeah. That's a founding principle. One of the things that made Anonymous famous to begin with, besides protesting Scientology, was coming out in defense of the Pirate Bay when they were attacked by different governments trying to shut them down.
Yeah. Pirate Bay did have it was a big part. And even now...
You were with Pirate Bay?
Not with Pirate Bay, but like it was a big part of the events in Anonymous's history.
It was something Pirate that Bay brought like a down. Lot of more people... It was something that brought a lot more people to the group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not everybody could identify with protesting Scientology.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess
a lot
so.
Of people didn't give a shit about that.
Right, yeah.
But wait a minute, you want to take away our free movies and free CDs.
Nor did they really understand it, I don't think, either. They were just like protesting Scientology. Okay, Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
What did you guys protest Scientology for?
I wasn't a part of that, but it had a lot to do with people who had left Scientology and were trying to come out and tell their story.
And they were trying
Scientology
to quiet them?
Then attacking them.
Yeah.
And also there was a video that got out where Tom Cruise was speaking about Scientology.
Wacky.
And Scientology went to great lengths, or the church did.
Yeah. To bury that video. I remember that when it came out. It was like, Tom Cruise is crazy too.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
And that went away.
Yeah. And so a lot of members of the original Anonymous group came out and were like, no, you can't like take shit off the internet.
Yeah.
And that's what they're upset about, where like you're trying to block information.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Trying to say that this like doesn't exist anymore by pushing it into the back realm of the internet, but
and trying to sue YouTube and have it taken off.
Yeah,
just by using power.
Yeah,
yeah,
simply power.
Yeah,
when it's important, because a lot of people believe that's it's a corrupt organization, especially
Scientology.
Yeah, especially after seeing what's happened to some of the people that have tried to come out.
I'm convinced that's what Richard Gere and the gerbil story came from when he went to become Buddhist. They were like, oh, we've got some stuff on you, and then we're going to release that now. Because it was like right around the same time that rumor started.
Makes sense.
Right? Wow. It does. It's like, and then it's just like, well, if we're going to fuck you over and we're going to show it to everybody else, like, don't leave us or you're fucked.
Yeah.
Especially the high-profile guys.
And that's one of the main reasons, actually, why in the beginning when they were doing the Scientology protest, you'd see signs people were holding say, ask me why I'm wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And then that would give them the reasoning to tell the story of, well, Scientology comes after you if they see your face or if they figure out who you are.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty powerful.
Yeah.
I got scared when I went to the Scientology Center the first time. I gave them my name and address. I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing? Why are you getting this out of me?
Oh, man.
It was so wrong. Oh. My girlfriend at the time was like, why would you give them that? I'm like, I don't know. He asked. He looked into my soul.
They looked at my thetan levels.
Yeah. He knows I was in PR, and he exploited that. He
spoke to Xenu.
Have you guys seen that The Master, the new movie?
Oh, I have. Actually, I think I've seen a preview for it.
Oh, that's the one with Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. Paul Thomas Anderson.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's supposed to be about Scientology.
It's not on BitTorrent yet.
It's so shit. You get everything on BitTorrent? I do. There's nothing I don't get off that. Even if it's like on, I'm like, wait for 30 minutes and then watch it later on my computer.
Exactly.
It's like, why would I ever watch something live?
Oh.
All my friends are like, you don't have cable? I'm like, you don't need cable anymore. It's just not necessary.
It's not.
No.
Everything's available at all times. So Anonymous is just like for just... Yeah, it sucks when Pirate Bay started getting shut down. Mm-hmm. When they had less and less things.
They're still getting fucked with.
Nothing's on there anymore.
They extradited one of the founders from Cambodia or some shit.
Yeah, I heard about
that. Now, how do they do that in a country where they're allowed to do... Like, they're operating under their own country's laws?
Whoa, that was the big thing with Mega.
And that's going to lead us right into why Anonymous came to the defense of Julian Assange.
Yeah.
Why did you?
Well, because
he was trying to transmit information.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Information that needed to get out.
It was already out there.
Yeah,
it had already been put out.
Mm-hmm.
So, and especially when come to find out that the stuff was also sent to the New York Times and the Guardian and all these other news agencies.
It was sent out.
Why are they vilifying just this guy? Why are they using political power to pressure Visa and MasterCard to not allow you to use your
payments to
your MasterCard based debit card to donate to WikiLeaks? Mm-hmm. They're blocking.
What are they
the
doing? Calling it a terrorist organization or something?
I don't know if they actually did that.
I don't
or not.
Think they did that.
I think they just put pressure on them.
Yeah.
On the companies themselves.
Like I remember how what's that? Lieberman,
senator.
Yeah.
The vice presidential
the
candidate.
The guy is just a complete piece of shit. He's always
he used to be more normal,
stuff.
And then he like went way worse. I think.
Yeah. He's a horrible person. But like the reason. The reason some stuff got taken down that had to do with WikiLeaks that was hosted through Amazon was because Lieberman went to Amazon and said, you host a bunch of stuff through the federal government. Like, a bunch of our websites are hosted through you.
To what? Through Amazon?
Yeah, they have a hosting service.
Yeah, yeah.
So what?
And so what he said was, we're going to take all that business away if you don't stop letting them have a server.
Yeah, that's the reason, by the way, where they say they're most against corporate funding of politics, not because they can buy you out, but because if they give you enough money so that you run under whatever platform you want to run on, at that point, when you want to get reelected, it's like, well, I can just not give you this money and you won't get reelected.
Yeah. Exactly.
So then you sort of have to do what I say. I mean, you're not going to legalize murder or anything, but like...
It's like a puppet chain made out of money. Like,
yeah.
Pulling the strings, but the strings are money.
Okay, so let's get back to this, though. They come from, like, just computer nerds.
It's a lot more people than that now.
Yeah, how big
is
it?
Very, very wide span now.
The only way to really even try and measure would be to, I don't know, the same way you probably measure what your fan base is, by number of downloads of this show and your number of Twitter followers.
Yeah.
You're guessing, but you're getting a basic idea. So what the biggest anonymous associated Twitter account would be Your Ain't On News, and it's got 630-some thousand followers.
It's got more followers than some of the most famous like musicians and bands that are on Twitter, and it's an anonymous account.
200,000, and it's anonymous. Yeah. Who runs that? Is there one dude who runs the Twitter account, or do the founders all have access?
Most of the big anonymous Twitter accounts are held by a small group of people.
Yeah, and I actually, I think I've spoken with a few of the ones that hold that account. On occasion, I'm not sure, because some accounts...
It's fucking so hard to tell.
Yeah, some accounts lose people who handle that account.
And what do you mean lose people?
Like, say they don't want to handle that account anymore. So they'll leave, so that's minus a person that you thought handled that account.
Oh, right.
And then a new person maybe will come in, it's like, oh, hey, do you want to help me handle this account?
And then eventually you have no idea who's
doing it. Yeah, you could really have no idea who you're talking to.
So you guys don't talk to each other? You don't, like... I mean, obviously it's online, right? Most of your conversations?
Yeah, but the problem is that you don't really know who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Because it's behind a...
Yeah, it's like the ultimate defeat of ad hominem attacks. You know what logical fallacies are, right?
No, explain that to me.
Okay, it's Bill O'Reilly's greatest weapon. It's how he wins every argument.
Why? What does he do? He's so annoying, Bill O'Reilly.
You know what a straw man attack is?
Just make up something and then defeat it?
You make up, like, a fake scenario based on somebody's idea... to show why that idea wouldn't work, but it's a fake scenario that couldn't happen anyways.
Right.
So you've invented a straw man, and then you tear that straw man down.
It's like saying...
And now it's like you shit all over that idea, but you didn't really.
It's like saying, imagine a guy cheats on his wife, and then she catches him and kills him. Well, that's why cheating should be illegal, because it leads to murder. And you're like, no, that didn't... never. What are you talking about?
Exactly. You can't just say that. Yeah, okay. That's a logical fallacy.
Nice. Getting the point.
You're reaching a conclusion not through logic. Logical fallacy. Ad hominem is when it's the shoot the messenger.
Yeah.
So, like, Hitler's a horrible person. Automatically, anything he ever said
is wrong.
Is discounted.
Yeah, I don't like that. He's such a good speaker.
Well,
I mean, he is. I'm a juvenile. I look at the old tapes. I'm like, fuck, he had control of his crowd.
He was
even
very,
if he had one really good idea.
Yeah.
It's done.
People do that a lot when they don't like somebody. They're just like, that guy's an asshole for everything.
It's the easiest way to kill an argument.
He
still
might have good directions somewhere. Like, it doesn't, just because he fucking picks his nose doesn't mean he doesn't know how to take fountain. You know?
That's like that's also like cognitive dissonance too. When you're trying to explain something, but it breaks somebody's idea of the world so much, they're willing to do everything they can to like keep that out of their head.
And that's something that the nature of anonymous does. But back to the point I was trying to make, it defeats the possibility of an ad hominem attack on something someone says that's anonymous, because you cannot tie it to an identity that has said something previously. The message stands alone.
It's just an anonymous message.
Yeah.
But someone's writing that message, aren't they?
Yes.
But you cannot...
They all stand by it.
Nothing about that person can possibly affect that message, because you don't know who that person is.
Oh, right.
It's like if you were to read a quote that somebody wrote on a wall inside the little green room here, and it said "dash anonymous" afterwards.
You'd be like, oh,
yeah, you wouldn't
have no idea who wrote it.
Someone who had access to a green room, and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, there are anons who have more personality than other accounts, but there's also the accounts where you feel like you're talking to the same exact person.
What do you mean accounts? What do you mean accounts?
Well, like
separate names.
Separate names, like Twitter.
Multiple accounts, Twitter handles.
Like different handles, or even in the IRC, like when they go into chat rooms and stuff.
Okay.
Like different names. Some of them sound like you're talking to the same exact person, but others of them throw in maybe a little more personality to get the point across. It just depends. Right. It depends on the anon.
Well, certain people will probably be more charismatic, right?
Yeah,
have
it really
a better
depends.
Way
that stuff can come through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so then you guys, like, how do you keep a message that, like, how do you keep like a point to your organization? Like, that's what killed Occupy Wall Street, where there was no like point. No one is saying, here, this is what we do. This is what we're deciding.
Well, That's interesting that you bring that up because, A, it's the anniversary.
Yeah, it's 17.
And, B, because what a lot of people don't understand, and a lot of Anons don't know this, is that it started out as an Anon operation.
Yeah. Whoa, really?
Yes.
Yeah, it started in...
Occupy Wall Street was?
So yeah. Occupy Wall Street took off on September 17th. Operation Empire State Rebellion started in March of last year.
Yes.
What's Empire State Rebellion?
That was the anonymous operation that was basically calling for Ben Bernanke to step down from the Federal Reserve as a show of good faith that they were going to start dismantling the Federal Reserve because of all the corrupt actions that it causes.
Bailouts, all that stuff.
And a lot of this started from a website called AMP Status and a guy named David DeGraw who wrote an article. And in that article is where he came up with the 99%. And basically, it's a convenient term. It's not factually correct. It's more like the 99.9999%.
Yeah.
Because the only people they're really mad at is like a group of 400 richest Americans.
Yeah.
The super, super wealthy, not the lawyers. Something.
Anybody who owns a house worth $350,000 is in the 1%.
Yeah.
Right. And they're like, what did I do?
Yeah.
I became like a brain surgeon. I shouldn't be punished.
That was a flaw that was let through when, like, so we had Operation Empire State Rebellion based off of this AMP Status website and this guy David DeGraw's article, okay?
Okay.
And then there's a forum on the AMP Status website where people were discussing this and whatever, and Adbusters came in and said, we like your idea, we'd like to help you.
Yep.
Adbusters.
Yes.
What are they?
Adbusters,
it's a political activist group based out of Canada.
Okay.
They have a pretty popular website.
Okay.
So they rebranded it as Occupy Wall Street.
And called for people to go and
set a date for people to go out and everything and did a lot of promoting.
To camp out?
So they brought the promotional and marketing aspect to it, but September 17th hit, they cut all ties with the people who came up with the idea in the first place.
Why?
I don't know.
Was that you guys cutting ties or they cut the ties?
They cut the ties. Neither one of us were part of that group that came up with that idea. I just watched it happen and promoted it.
Yeah, I did too.
But
it was pretty electric when it was happening last year. It was like everyone was talking about it.
Yeah.
It made people think, like, wait, maybe we do have a problem with the economic system.
It did
system.
Make for an interesting conversation.
Yes, it did.
But I was a little bummed out that the original message was lost.
Yeah, it simmered out.
Especially, which was what? Which was get rid of the Federal Reserve.
Get rid of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, I spent a month asking people, what's the point of Occupy Wall Street? And people, like, they would get mad at me. They're like, you can't say there's no problem. I'm like, no, I can't say, don't tell me what the problem is. Yeah. No one knew what to tell me. Yeah. That would be great. Have Ben Bernanke step down from the Federal Reserve. If that's a point.
It's just
like
a show of good faith that we're going to get rid of the fucking thing.
But they're not going to. They have no plans
to.
Absolutely not. Oh, no.
And a lot of people don't understand that the Federal Reserve is about as federal as Federal Express.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, really?
It's not a federal entity.
It's not a government
entity. It's not.
The only thing we get to do, the government gets to do, is appoint the Ben Bernanke guy.
Yeah.
The guy who's in who's America's representative to the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm. The guy who gets to basically
screw
everything
up. The head guy. The spokesman.
Wow, but it sort of runs on its own like a machine, right?
I mean, well, the heads of all the banking institutions are the guys who sit on the board and make decisions. So that's why when you hear in the news, like, they come up with fancy terms for shit, like quantitative easing. That's just printing money.
Yeah. Oh.
That's why Ben Bernanke is such a genius, is because he figured out a way to tell the American public that they're printing money without letting everybody know that they're just printing money.
I was trying to explain to somebody, like, if they have $90 total, and then they just print 10 more dollars, it's not based on anything, we don't have 10 more dollars, everyone just has 90 cents. Like, it's just, you don't have as much as you have.
It's the basis for most of inflation. That's where most inflation comes from, is printing more dollars. Because the dollars all have to represent something physical.
Yeah.
I was explaining this once, where they're like, they just make up, like, if you control currency, you just control the world.
Oh, yeah.
And so what they did is,
I'll put a billion for myself.
The guys running the Federal Reserve are the heads of all the banks that were too big to fail.
Yeah.
So, of course, they bailed themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Yeah. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah, it's a safety
plan. I can do
this.
Why shouldn't I?
And we haven't really felt it yet, but what it's created is a massive amount of inflation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they kind of had to do it because most of that money went to pay off, like, other governments that bought some of these shady mortgage-backed securities.
Other
governments? They were like, you committed fraud. And we're fucking pissed. You need to give us our money back.
Yeah.
So part of the money.
Oh, right. They lied about the checks they've done. There's just shitty loans, and you're telling me they're good. But
yeah, and they sold some of that shit to Chinese banks and shit. They
were
yep. You fucked us. We want our money back.
Now, does Chinese banks have their own? What'd you say?
It went to a bunch of overseas banks, not just American banks. When they were giving people money, it wasn't just American banks. When they finally were able to audit the Fed, when it came out, it was like it was all over the place.
We really need to audit them, don't we?
They're trying to get like a bigger, more detailed audit right now.
Yeah.
But we did get a half-ass audit that basically exposed. Remember when everybody was like super pissed about TARP? And it was $800 billion.
Yeah, that wasn't
what the Fed really printed out was $16 trillion.
It's considerably more.
At the time, it was more than our national debt.
Really? Wow, that's so greedy. We used to steal money from the Comedy Store from the cover booth when we'd work the booth. Mm-hmm. Me and my friend Sean Miller would on Sundays and Mondays was open mic night, and so there was no cover charge until 9. But Sundays after 9, the open mic was still going, and the paid regulars hadn't started coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'd be like, yeah, you still don't have to charge. But we just charged one person when we didn't have to. Like, after 9, we technically could charge, and we'd use that for Doritos and ice cream when we were poor.
That's what's up.
But, yeah, that's a nice way to use the Fed. But then other people would come in, and they would steal hundreds of dollars every night, where they're giving the Comedy Store $100, and they're taking $300.
Ben Bernanke.
Yeah, and that's what that is. We're like, just keep it under control, and everyone will be happy.
That's the funny thing. What is really the funny thing, though, is that a lot of people do not understand the Fed.
Nobody does.
And, I mean, I was having a conversation with someone just the other day, and I found it so funny because they were telling me that Obama was going to save the economy. And I asked them if they knew who Ben Bernanke was, and they were like, who?
But he's way more in control of the economy.
Yeah, exactly. Printing money is pretty much...
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
You run shit if you can print the money.
So the TARP was just like an excuse. They're like, oh, we'll use that to give us our trillions of dollars. Whatever they say.
I don't even really...
Tax refund, whatever.
I don't even really know what the fuck...
I don't know what they do anymore. I think they just...
It's so hard to keep track of.
I think they're just like la-di-da.
And so Anonymous says, we're not going to get fucked. We're going to do something about it.
Well, and not all of Anonymous.
Yeah.
Because, like... We've always had political activist groups. Mm-hmm. PETA, for example, or... I don't know. Name another one.
You mean
the country, world. Okay. The world.
Okay.
There's always been political activist groups.
Yeah.
One of the things that Anonymous has kind of transformed into is a way for small groups like that to fly a banner that represents something much bigger.
Explain.
So animal rights activists can fly under the banner of Anonymous. Like, you could have 16 members of Anonymous.
I've actually worked
decide
with like
to start an operation. That's what they call... some sort
saving
of political activity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We call it an op or a project. So let's say they start op puppy snatcher and like try to go after somebody that's like kidnapping puppies or something. Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's
so
one,
instead of it,
like that.
Instead of it being some small group that just calls them teenagers against puppy snatchers.
Yeah.
They get to fly the banner of Anonymous and it carries the weight of the entire group.
Yeah.
And wait, how do they get the ability to do that? By coming to Anonymous, or Anonymous just picks up their cause?
They just do it.
They just say we're part of Anonymous?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it could easily be going to pastebin.com, posting a paste that says, you don't like that they're doing this to the dogs, we are Legion, we are Anonymous, and then people, other Anons find that, and they're like, hey, I agree with that, or hey, I don't agree with that.
So we'd like to participate with you.
So an Anon is really just
somebody
who cares?
You are the only person... who could decide that you are part of Anonymous.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nobody else can tell you are or are not part of
it. You ever heard
of
the Universal Life Church?
No.
It's when people get ordained online so they can marry their friends.
Oh, yeah.
You know, okay, yeah.
They can marry their friends off. But it's legal in like 47 states, something like that. But their theory, which I really like, is they say, you saying you want to be an ordained minister is God telling you should be. So go for it. Like, that's all it takes.
I'm not religious in any way, but that makes more sense than anything I've
ever
heard.
You have to go
heard.
Through a specific school, or just, you're a minister, go, fucking minister, or whatever.
That reminds me of a quote from X-Files, actually, which he says, they call, when you speak to God, they call it praying, but when God speaks back, it's called schizophrenia.
Yeah. Fuck X-Files.
It's kind of funny that the religion's based off of God speaking to people, but anytime somebody says that God spoke to them, they're crazy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, when everybody says that to me, when they're like, no, God answered my prayers, and I'm like, can I explain to you what coincidence is? It's so hard. Like, no, you don't understand. It's just like, well, what are the odds that I saw that person randomly that day? It's like, the odds, same odds you ran into any person. You just didn't notice.
Do you live in the same area?
Yeah. My friend Aaron Kennedy used to do a joke about that, where girls would start singing a song. Like, oh my God, you had that song in your head too? It's a sign. Like, it's not a sign. It's Britney Spears. She's tremendously popular, and she gets played every 10 minutes. It's not signs. Not everything is a sign.
Oh, my God.
God, that frustrates me.
Well, that's like that new Call Me Maybe song that's played like every 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, you know that song, too?
Yeah, everyone does. You have to. I saw that girl play live in Ottawa.
So I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't watch TV anymore because of the download. So I'm just like, when people like some new movies coming out, it's like, I haven't seen a preview for it. I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, it's not on the new release category on my BitTorrent site. <Yeah. so. laughs>
Wait, they have BitTorrent sites that show new releases?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I gotta.
Definitely.
I just use Azurius. I just use Views or whatever it's called now. There's better stuff. I'll talk to you later about it.
Yeah.
I need to be more organized. And I realize now, like, you guys are the ones to talk to about this.
You learn a lot.
Okay, so everyone just becomes an Anon, and then you're like, oh, I like that.
You know, I should have put this out at the beginning, but just for everybody listening, in no way are we here speaking on behalf of Anonymous.
We're here just as
our point of view, how we see things,
trying
to explain to people who are looking at it from the outside.
Okay, perfect.
Almost like just doing public relations with no authority given to us to do it.
That's what I do with every podcast I do, where it's like if I interview somebody who's a father, just about being a father, it's like you're not speaking for all fathers. You're just speaking about your experience as a father.
It's just our experience.
Exactly.
Okay. And that's why it's kind of an interesting thing. Like, I don't know, there's a decade between me and him in age. And so we come from like kind of different perspectives and being part of the same group. But
you guys both think the same way in terms of what you will be willing to stand for and what you won't, or not even?
A lot of things. I mean, we differ on some things, but one of the main points of what we do is to try and spread information and just truth and facts. That's why one of the founding principles is information should be free. If people don't have the true knowledge of what's really going on, you can't expect people to voice a realistic opinion.
Yes.
If what they're basing it on is not truth, then their opinion is not based in reality.
Yeah, if you only base something off of what...
Half-truths.
A half-truth, or say what the TV and the people in power are putting out and telling you is true. They are creating the truth. What if that truth they've created isn't the truth at all?
Yeah, dude, that's what chicks do. Have you started?
Yeah.
They do it all the time.
Yeah.
They try to tell their other chick friends or their guy friends about some scenario, and they just want whoever they're talking to support them and say they're right. So they'll leave out key details. I've heard 1,000 girls say,
oh, man.
And he just blew up on me for no reason. And everyone's like, wow, that's crazy. And then at some point you have to realize, yes, that is crazy. And people aren't that crazy. So either you're lying or that person needs to get committed immediately.
Exactly.
You need to be more worried about that guy.
Yeah.
You've left out the fact that you fucked his brother. You left that out of the fucking story.
Yeah.
He didn't just start yelling at you for no reason.
Exactly.
That's what they always do. And then you're basing your opinion on half-truths.
Mm-hmm.
So Anonymous stands for against stupid chicks. That's what I'm hearing. Well.
Actually, I just learned this recently because there's always things I'm learning about the origins, 4chan, and all. I learned that there is a law of the internet. And on the law of the internet, there's one of them is no girls.
No girls?
On the internet. But it basically means no acting like a girl. Like, you have to be tough. You have to have a backbone on the internet. Because there are Anons who are also just a troll. And who are going to tell you something that's totally opposite of what you post. Like, you post an idea that you like, they're going to come and be like, that's a horrible idea and I really think you should just go cry in your room.
Because everyone's so mean on the internet.
I always thought that rule had to do with that there aren't really any girls on the internet. They're all old fat dudes.
My friend went to my friend was an engineering major in Michigan, and when I was at Maryland, there was this cartoon, and it said these two guys that were like from the engineering department, and they threw a party, and they're like, where are all the girls? And they go like, we invited her. but she didn't want to come. It's like there's some places where they just know there's just not a lot of chicks. I'm sure now there's a lot of anon chicks though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually really interesting to see some of the crazy smart coding and hacking people.
Yeah.
And some of them are chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is so brutal online, the kind of feedback you get. It's so like, I hope you get a, you offer nothing to society. You should commit suicide if you care about anyone. And it's like, Jesus, how about, nah, I don't hold that opinion. How about things like that? It goes so far.
People are nuts.
Yeah. You know what study I heard recently about like, you know how people post like YouTube comments and stuff?
Yeah.
And they're just so fucking brutal. Like, what? You just think it's funny. Like,
whoa.
But they said that bleeds into your real life. Mm-hmm. You can't just leave that behind when you're like, I hate you, kill yourself. You can't just see a mailman and be completely normal.
I think I read a study a while back on that.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
But the only way to get to somebody online is to be over mean.
Yeah.
Face to face.
Attack them.
If I'm like, I think you're wrong, that'll hurt you a little bit.
Okay.
But online, they're like, I don't care. It does nothing.
Yeah, it's a strange interaction.
Yeah. Very. So wait, what happens if... Okay, so... let's call them tributaries, like small people in Anon, a Greenpeace person, whatever you said, says, I am Anon and I am against puppy killing. What if they say, I'm against raising the price of Tide at the supermarket? But then the Tide people say, well, we had higher gas costs and we had to raise it 5 cents. And so you guys don't get behind that cause. How do you deal with that?
It's democracy.
Yeah.
Everyone votes on it. Or just people don't get behind it, so
but
it fades.
But you vote by participation.
Yeah, yeah.
So because people don't get behind it,
it's the same basis
as
capitalism. The true basis of capitalism is that everybody should vote with their dollars. If a company is doing something that nobody likes, nobody buys that product, that company disappears.
Right.
That's how it's supposed to work. It's not
That's
how
my friend,
it really
my
does right now. But
he was like, when a company like Pontiac, when they fail, just because they've been around for 50 years, doesn't mean they can't
fail. They make
fail.
Shitty cars. They're supposed to fail.
Yeah, businesses fail and start, and you let them fail if nobody wants them. If they're being unfairly targeted by something, then you protect them. But otherwise,
and that's
like,
why the government's supposed to regulate against monopolies. So when you when you hear something like AT&T wants to buy T-Mobile, and it's going to court for a judge to approve it, it's because of them trying to fight a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's a monopoly, people can't vote with their dollars. You don't have a choice.
Right. That's how it is with cable companies, by the way, where you're like, you're only offered one cable company
in your
area.
That's how it is with power and water.
Yeah.
And
yeah, what the fuck? They said they broke the monopolies with Bell.
No.
Like Bell, but they didn't break it. They just made smaller monopolies.
There's a really... okay, and we define monopoly as like one company having control over a resource or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But... the same thing can happen when there's four choices, but they all get together in a dark room in the back of a bar playing poker one night and say, hey, let's all agree to fix the price.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a monopoly they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. That is a monopoly as well. It's just called a cartel instead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Federal banking cartel.
But isn't that what we do with a like interest rates and stuff? We're going
to
keep it low
really
for a while.
Complicated.
Yeah, that's going to go over my head. I don't want to talk to you about it. Okay, so you're way younger than Luke.
Yes.
How do you start getting involved?
How did I start getting involved?
Yeah.
Well, I actually started getting involved maybe a year ago when Occupy had started up. I'd already seen things on Anonymous because one day I turned my PlayStation 3 on and I couldn't access my PlayStation 3. So I started looking into it, and that was when Sony got hacked. The PSN.
When they shut down the PSN network.
The PlayStation.
By Anonymous?
Yep.
Originally.
Yes.
Subsequent attacks weren't claimed by Anonymous, but the first one was.
Yes.
It was claimed by Anonymous. And why would Anonymous go after
Because Sony sued a guy named George Hotz.
Mm-hmm.
He goes by the name of Geo Hotz, but... what he did was hack PlayStations and make it so you could do cool shit with them.
Exactly.
Oh.
Like you could play Pokemon on your PlayStation 3 or something.
Yeah, you used to be able to like install custom operating systems and do all sorts of cool shit
like
with them.
Putting rims on your car?
Yeah.
Like you should be allowed to soup it up.
Yeah, and that's what made it so controversial is because Sony, by way of you having it hooked up to the internet, they changed the operating system on the PlayStation so that you couldn't do that stuff anymore.
Yep.
And so it was like you bought a product with a certain expectation of its capabilities, and they took some of that stuff away.
Away.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
And then they sued the guy who was making it do super cool shit because of that. And so, yeah, they got fucking hacked for that.
So you went after him. So it's kind of like a Robin Hood situation.
But not you, as in the two of us.
Yeah, well,
just some people who fly under a similar banner.
Mm-hmm, I turned my PS3 on, looked up stuff. I was like, oh, this group took it offline because this guy was doing this. Also, because Sony was supposedly giving out people's like
private information.
Yeah, private information.
They were giving it out.
They were holding it. So they were holding it. It wasn't just going like, oh, okay, put your information and have it. They were holding it. It was logged.
Oh, right.
That's so they could have given it.
It wasn't protected.
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever I sign up for like a message board and they have to put your password, I'm like, who's getting this password? Who are you? How do I know who I'm getting this to?
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to, you assume it's just like, yeah, we're not even going to look at it. We're just going to put it somewhere.
Yeah.
The problem is, and this is something that is kind of controversial with Anonymous, but if you really put some thought into it and think about it, say the Sony hack.
Yeah.
Okay. The vulnerability for them to get in was already there.
Yeah.
Right.
It was like, you know, there's bars on the window here.
Yeah.
It was like if there's a window around the corner that didn't have bars on it.
Exactly. Right, a broken
window. And then, you know, somebody broke in.
So, like, anybody could have gotten in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the show? I think it was on Discovery Channel where they had two ex-cons try to break into a house.
Yeah, that was a cool show.
Think about that concept as far as Anonymous breaking into something, getting into it super easy. Yeah. And then immediately posting everybody's names online. So
what do you mean everybody's names?
Like all the account information that they got that was easily accessible. It's like, here's what we got. Lock your shit down.
Yeah.
They're not selling it to a bunch of, you know, Russian guys who are making fake credit cards.
Yeah. And just going,
they're just saying, these are all the people that got fucked because they didn't do their job to protect your information.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So when that happened with Sony and everything, people were mad because they were like, my credit card information got stolen. This got stolen. It just got posted.
Right. But not your credit card information didn't get posted. Well, or did.
Sometimes that happens.
I don't remember. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes it doesn't.
I don't
it just
remember
depends on
if
who
that happened with
commits
that
the act.
So let's just talk about this specific time for a second. So it would just be a guy.
Maybe.
Or girl, whatever. But like a person would do that? Was it organized? Did people plan something like that?
Maybe.
I believe you're talking the hack on Sony, correct?
Yeah.
I believe there was a video leading up to it because they were going after the guy for basically doing something with something he owned.
Yeah.
So it got backing.
It
got backing from the video that said, hey, Sony is trying to tell this guy he can't hack
into
his
PlayStation
3.
Like, one person made an announcement through a YouTube video.
Yeah.
And then everyone else
Sony's
like,
doing this.
Hey,
and then some other people who were sympathetic to the cause may have come and help.
Yeah, exactly.
And for all we know, one guy did it. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. Nobody does.
Yeah.
And now, do you guys ever see a situation like that? Hacking seems like your main way to go, right? I mean, Occupy Wall Street was not a hack.
Yeah, it is and it isn't, because the vast majority of the people who are anonymous don't have any computer skills at all.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Most of the, like a bunch of people that have been arrested were people that didn't have computer skills at all. They just participated in something that they didn't understand. And a lot of it had to do with a software program that Anonymous changed and manipulated, like took somebody else's open source software, changed it, and called it the Low Orbit Ion Cannon.
Oh, yeah.
And basically what it is, you could download this piece of software, and it would sync up with everybody else who had it, and cause all of those computers to try and log into a website at the same time.
To bury it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's called a denial of service attack. And basically, it's no different than
Shut them down.
When you used to try to call in to win tickets at a radio station and the line was busy because 500,000 people were trying to call.
It's like that.
Nobody could get
except
through.
On the internet.
It's the same thing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's an easy way to do it. And so those people
have been arrested
just because they put that software on there?
Yes.
Wow. I remember they've been using, my friend Duncan had that where he was running the software that let NASA sort of explore the stars. It was like they used that capabilities of like, we're using
it. There's a bunch of programs that do that.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're just like, yes, I'm willing to let, if they want to use this, I support them.
Yeah, point my computer.
That was actually how.
And all it is hitting refresh on your browser, basically. It's no different.
Yeah.
Right. It gives someone who has absolutely no idea how to participate the idea to participate. Like when...
But it's against the law.
Yeah, it's against the law.
Why is it against the law? Because individually it shouldn't be.
Because you're preventing retail services. You're denying somebody else.
Because on an individual level, if they just keep hitting refresh, like you
yeah,
say,
if you did it that way,
that's not a problem.
Yeah, and that's
if everyone tells you, hey, we're all hitting refresh on Tuesday at 5 to 6, then you would probably do the same thing.
Yeah.
But that would be okay
because people use this software program to do it.
And so it's an illegal software.
I don't know exactly how they define it and justify it.
They must go after
it. It's the action.
The court cases haven't even been closed on those issues, so I have no idea how they're going to try.
Oh, this is why they arrested.
Court. Yeah.
This is the one like 6 months ago?
No.
It was
probably closer to a year ago because those people would be the people associated with like the PayPal attack.
Yeah, the PayPal 12, right?
PayPal 14 or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was like the first people to really get arrested for.
What's PayPal 14, 12? People? 12 people?
Yeah.
They were people who...
PayPal GEOS. Was one of the sites that said you couldn't donate to WikiLeaks through PayPal.
Oh, yeah.
So they did a denial of service attack on PayPal.
So we're like... So as a group, without any voice or leader, people sort of felt... Let's say enough people in Anonymous felt, this is wrong. I want to do something about it. But just like most times, you can't do anything about it.
Right.
If there's some wrong, you can't do anything about it. It just hit me how wrong it is, the TSA... I'm like, who are you? Why are you touching me?
Man.
Why are you looking through my stuff? Who are you? I don't... And the guy who fucking runs all the machines, like who owns all those machines, is just the guy in charge of deciding whether or not to use those machines, those x-ray machines. It was like, once it really hit me, I was like, this is wrong. But there's nothing I can do except miss my flight and be a bitch.
Right.
But as an organization, you get more power.
Yeah.
You know what
especially
TSA stands
not
for,
having
right?
a leader.
What?
You know what TSA stands for, right?
What?
Technically sexual assault.
I was like, I wonder if he's going to give me the real. What does it really stand for?
Transportation Security Agency?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. It gives power and it takes away a little bit of effect having a leaderless group. There's no head to cut off.
Right.
Yeah. There's no one person that the federal government can go arrest and the whole thing is going to collapse.
Yeah. But there's no organizational skills because of that.
Somebody can come in and do something crazy, some crazy asshole maneuver, claim anonymous, and the rest, everybody gets blamed
for it. Yeah, that recently happened.
Yeah, there was somebody, I saw a story that said, I forget what it was, somebody, it wasn't the posting those, the people who were in charge of SOPA's like addresses and stuff, it was somebody else, but they said it was a rogue member of Anonymous.
Yeah.
It was someone not acting with Anonymous, but according to what I've heard... That's all the actions.
Well, no, because you can go out and do something, but if nobody supports you,
then you're not anonymous.
You're rogue.
You're not an anon.
If you don't have the backing of the community, what you did is not considered an anonymous.
How will you know if you have the backing until afterwards?
You don't, unless you say you're going to do it, and a bunch of people are like, "Fuck yeah, let's do this shit."
And then you go, "Okay,
yeah."
But if you do it and then try and get everybody's respect, like you're taking a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah!
Like how just recently there was happenings on the internet. GoDaddy's servers got taken down.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. Yeah,
and
this just happened.
Yeah, it was someone claiming
this was like last week.
Who did, it was like
no
last
one had
week,
email.
No one could use their email. No one could go to their sites hosted on GoDaddy's pages. And the person that was saying they did it was saying they were anonymous. But then,
well, their name had anonymous in it, but they were specifically saying. This is just me.
Yeah, there
Really?
Anonymous owner, but then they were just saying it's just me. But then a lot of anons were just like, "This smells like a Fed."
Who did it?
Yeah.
Who shut down GoDaddy in order to like call attention against Anonymous?
It seems like a really weird scenario, especially when you consider the fact that people who understand internet culture, which most members of Anonymous do, know that the phrase "owning" means that.
Puning.
You beat them.
Yeah.
Pwned. Pwned.
Oh. PWN.
3D.
Yeah.
I used to love that. Me and Brian Reber used to be like, Pwned third. Like rubbing each other's faces when it didn't matter.
But
he just got Pwned third.
So by definition, his name means that he beat Anonymous. And then he's specifically saying that the action is just him and not Anonymous.
Yeah.
Yet... everybody in the media is blaming the group as a whole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. The GoDaddy thing was like,
and then even GoDaddy came out and said, like, we just had a router crash or some shit. Yeah. Like,
oh, yeah, they were saying it's not a problem. I just thought that meant they were covering it up because they wanted to admit that Anonymous got to them.
It really wasn't a problem. They were just like, no.
So it wasn't a... It wasn't any sort of attack?
It was...
I think the guy who was claiming it was full of shit, personally.
Oh. Yeah. It's like when there's a suicide bombing and 14 groups claim it. You're like, it was one dude. What are you talking about?
Because there was a lot of people who went off on him. They were just like, dude, what are you doing? Like, who are you? Like, basically, you're just an asshole.
And that doesn't sync up with something that Anonymous would do in the first place. Yeah. Like, they might take GoDaddy's... like main site down, as a form of protest, just like you guys aren't doing business today, which is no different than back in the 60s when, you know, company A was doing something wrong and everybody goes sit in the lobby so customers couldn't do business there.
It's called
a sit-in, and that's what denial of service is akin to in this technological age.
We're gonna do what we legally can until they make it illegal.
Exactly.
But we're, something
innocuous. So Anonymous might do something like that, but taking down all the hosting services affects a bunch of innocent people and their stuff.
That's what I was wondering.
And that's
it was
not
like,
something that the majority of Anonymous would sign on to.
Yeah.
If there's an Anonymous member, an Anon, is that what you guys call it? Mm-hmm. The people. If an Anon does something on behalf of Anonymous that's sort of egregious to enough people, do you guys put that person in their place? Sort of.
Yeah, they'll get
stop
put on blast for
it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What's blast? What does that mean?
Just
like, to black be, comics
they'll
to
be
talk
blast.
Shit. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Talk, people will talk shit to them.
Like interrogated. What the hell?
And if they tried to, I don't know, come back and talk shit back aggressively enough, somebody might try and make their personal identifiable information public.
Yeah.
It's called doxing.
Yeah, that happens.
Doxing?
That
dropping
happens.
The documents.
Oh.
You're looking up all publicly information available and identifying that person like, this is their address. This is their phone number.
Yeah.
This is their brother. This is his brother's Facebook page.
Yeah.
Like,
just to make his life hellish.
Yeah, and that,
just to fuck him over.
That action, actually, unlike DDoS, that action, doxing, isn't illegal.
Right.
Because
it is a way that Anonymous calls attention to people and makes people's lives uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like the CEO of a company that people only really know his name, you know, and the company does something shady, which we
and
can
he
get
says, write him a letter. Write him a letter here.
Companies.
This is his office.
That's
please
totally,
write him a letter.
Totally
this is his
lulz.
Phone number.
Totally for the rules.
But they're only against it because you guys have so much pull. You have so much reach. Not pull, reach.
Yeah.
To where if I say, you know, write your congressman, tell him.
Sorry, that was me.
Oh, Jesus.
Forgot about that.
Looked out the window.
They're getting us. If I say, write your congressman, it's only going to reach however many people.
Yeah.
But if everyone does it, then it's like it'll achieve something. And that's what they're scared of, I guess, the people.
The power.
Aren't you guys scared that someone will turn against you?
The only thing I'm really scared of is the government blanketly just deciding we've had enough, we're considering Anonymous a terrorist organization.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which they could
because
do.
Because then any one of us who has a Guy Fawkes image on his Twitter is now a terrorist.
And going back to the GoDaddy thing.
That was hilarious when you guys came in with masks, by the way. When I was waiting for you guys.
That's
actually, turn around the corner with masks. I was like, this is awesome.
That's what people have been connecting the GoDaddy server failing, all that happening, to an executive order they're trying to pass, which would give them the other law.
The government?
It would give the government CISPA, that one law that
or
didn't
SOPA,
pass.
Whatever. SOPA's the more famous one because
there's another one that was trying to spin under the radar.
SOPA-like powers.
There's been several.
And it's an executive order. So that means no vote, no nothing. It's signed,
they just
bam.
Decide.
So
the executive order is not a voted on thing.
Right.
It's just the president just signed some shit and it's law now.
President of the United States.
Yeah.
So there's some Anons who believe that some feds basically went, took down GoDaddy's stuff to say, hey, Anon did that. We need this executive order.
And by taking down all of these web pages of innocent people, all those people are now like, you need to do something about it.
Fuck
those
Anons.
They've
been sent email all day long.
Exactly.
Right. But I wouldn't call you guys a terrorist organization, although I could definitely see
I could see the government doing
the fear.
It.
I could definitely see the fear. Like, these guys have a lot of power. And that's what it's like. It's like letting Iran have a nuclear weapon. They're like, we don't trust them. That's why they would do it. But I see you guys more of a mischief organization. than a terrorism organization.
Well, it did start out for the lulz.
It doesn't technically fit the definition of terrorism.
No.
Nobody's mischief, getting though, physically it's hurt.
It's no. mischief to the mug. Yeah. What would be the problem of calling you guys a mischief organization? That's you are. You're all mischievous. You're all Dennis the Menaces with fucking internet
That's
skills.
That's right.
So, yeah, are you guys scared of someone turning against you?
I don't do anything that anybody would do that for. That was part of the reason why I wanted to make damn sure that I said, you know, I'm speaking from just my point of view today.
Uh-huh.
I don't want any other members of Anonymous to think I'm speaking for them, because that's absolutely not the case.
Yeah.
And that's part of the point I'm trying to make here, is that nobody can.
Nobody can what?
Nobody can speak for everyone. Or not.
Yeah.
It's not Mm-mm. possible.
It's not.
Yeah. And what about you? You worry about it, Star Fox?
I mostly, like Luke, worry about the government just saying, all right, we've had enough of all of you. We're going to round you up because we're over this.
That's the biggest fear.
Yeah, I mean, people that know I do what I do, people that know, like how Superman had people know he was Clark Kent. He had a few people like
a couple,
that. Like, I have people that know what I do and, like, the things I help out with, like, doxing. Like, I've participated in doxing.
Doxing somebody?
Yes. And I've,
but that's all publicly available information.
It's all publicly available.
You just have to search really hard for it.
Oh yeah,
it's not going to be on the first 10 Google
when
entries. It's going to be back 100 pages.
Have you ever seen those Amazing Races videos I did?
I've heard of them, but
yeah, it was like somebody picking up a.
The only one I remember is the one where you picked up a bunch of guys at Home Depot and then drove to the immigration office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When that came out, everybody sees it when they're 14. When that came out, people were angry at me. Like, they couldn't see it as a joke at all. They were just like, fuck this guy. And they would Google my name. And Duncan Trussell had, like, 6 months earlier, had said, he made a website, and he said, hey, if you crank call my friend Ari Shafir and record it, I'll give the best crank call $20. And, like, he had no reach.
Phone number was on the net.
Yeah. And so when you Google my name, that thing was the first thing that came up with my phone number. So I just started ringing off the hook. And I was like, what?
Finding something like that would be part of doxing.
Exactly.
Okay. And letting everyone know. And that phone number went to a lot of different websites where some people were like, I found his phone number. Please call him.
And a dox can be
And now they can use that phone number tied with your name to try and search for more stuff on Google.
Ooh, yeah. Wow, and that's what
you're,
I was
you're compounding
say, like,
things together to try and get a
better
result.
The more complicated the dox, the more you can find on a person.
Yeah. Here's why I'd be scared of you guys. Because you got power. You know how to do that stuff to people. Either one of you could probably throw out enough information about me to make my life more difficult. It wouldn't be that hard.
Only if there were people who really wanted to order pizzas to your house and send you sex toys.
Even shit like that. I'm trying to get laid. Yeah. Get out of here. Even shit like that would make my life more difficult. And knowing people have that power is, like, scary. And you guys come in contact with those people all the time. I'm sure Anon people fuck each other, right?
Oh.
And so what happens if you don't call a girl back? And she's got this fucking power. Instead of keying your car, she's going to fuck up your life. You know what I mean? That's the shit I'd be scared of. Like, you're so powerful.
Yeah.
It's like a German Shepherd. Like, you tell me he's trained, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, an organization that's actually not affiliated with Anonymous that no longer is, known as Team Poison, they actually did an operation that some Anons got behind called Operation Robin Hood.
Yeah.
And they were actually hackers, and they were using big time corporate people's, like, credit cards to buy homeless people food and
really?
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Are they the ones that I don't remember what organization got hacked, but they took a bunch of credit card numbers and spent like $1 million donating to charity?
Yeah, I think that was Team Poison, yeah.
It's that either comes to the rich guy or the credit card company. Somebody's paying for that.
Well, no. The credit card company just denied all those transactions.
So the food never got bought. Okay. Okay.
At one point, I actually had pizzas that came because I gave them...
To your house?
Well, there was a site where I live where there was an Occupy site, but it was also very inhabited by homeless people. So I gave them the address and everything, and they ordered 50 pizzas for there. They were ordered, and they were going to be delivered, but the pizza man wouldn't deliver it because all he saw were homeless people and occupiers.
Oh, right.
So
but he's already made the pizzas.
Somebody
what an idiot!
For it, yeah.
Exactly.
What are you gonna do? Throw them in the trash instead?
Well, what Team Poison did was sent them cow dung.
Cow dung?
Yeah.
To whom?
To that Valentino's.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you mean sent them cow dung?
How do you do that? There's seriously websites online where you can buy monkey dung, ape dung, cow dung.
They had a truck like dump it in the.
It's like ordered and it's delivered in like a box.
Oh, that's nice. That's cool. That's like a prank. That's good. That's like lighting some shit on fire. As long as you're sure the house is not going to catch on fire, that's fine.
I think there's a lot of things though that Anonymous does that don't get enough attention. Like the media likes to report on things that make them look bad.
Yeah.
But you're never going to hear the mainstream media report on something that makes them look good.
Oh yeah.
So like, I don't know, going after pedophiles and animal abusers. And
exactly.
What do they do? Explain that. I didn't know anything.
Okay. There's, I guess, what was it called? Like, I don't know, some like Lolita City or something like that. Some website dedicated to...
I'm a founding member of that, yes.
Okay.
Super hot 10-year-olds, yeah. Go on.
So what they did is they got into that, hacked it, and got a bunch of personal information on a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And posted it online. Like 1,500 people.
Yeah.
And this is a site dedicated to child porn.
That should be out.
Yeah.
If we agree as a society...
Those people should have all been arrested.
Yeah. If we agree as a society, this is illegal, then it's like, I'll just do what the cops should do and just show them
the
information.
It's vigilantism.
Mm-hmm.
That's what what's-his-name was doing?
The Green
Arrow? To catch a predator.
Oh.
The Green Hornet? Is that what you said?
Green Arrow.
Speaking of that, why does Anonymous go after Hollywood and make him fucking make a goddamn superhero movie good for once?
Oh man,
whoever made the Green Hornet should be targeted by you guys. Not the Green Hornet, Green Lantern. It was so fucking shitty. It was so shitty. None of it made any sense. And then when they set up at the end, like at the end of the credits, like there's gonna be a sequel, and everyone's like, why? Why are you adding a scene at the end? We all agree this is terrible.
Hopefully somebody else comes along with a better directive vision for it. Like, do you remember they came out with like a shitty Punisher movie, and then they came out with like a good one?
I remember.
No, really? This new Judge Dredd is supposed to be really good, and the last one is supposed to be shitty. No, it's not supposed to be good?
I don't know. I haven't seen that.
It got high ratings on Rotten Tomatoes. I usually go by that.
I'm really curious who the guy is that plays him, though.
They just did that Spider-Man. I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. But it looked better. It looked interesting, at least.
It did, kind of.
Yeah, there's just been so many of them. I'm over Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, wait 20 years and do it again. Don't wait 3 years.
Yeah, like, I don't want to see another Superman movie either.
Yeah.
There's so many New York buildings you can fly by and crawl on.
Call what?
Like, there's only so many New York buildings you can, crawl on and fly by.
Yeah, I would love to see, Spider-Man in, Afghanistan. Where he's like, I can go up here a little to where I guess you can only reach my foot.
What do I swing on?
Yeah, it just shoots up spider webs and it just falls. Eventually, it comes right back. I'm like, ew, Spider-Man, this is really gross.
So, I don't know. Something else good that I saw Anonymous do that was something.
What? Yeah. That pedophile thing seems right. That's like a.
Yeah.
And. As far as we know, the FBI did nothing with that information.
Absolutely nothing.
Really?
Yeah. 1,500 names and addresses of people.
And there was Twitter accounts, too, that they
found. At least
the
Catch a Predator people says...
Twitter's been really good, though. Like, we'll find pedophiles on Twitter, and we'll blow them up.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, Twitter.
And Twitter gets...
You got to get rid of these guys. And they do.
And you're sure they're pedophiles?
They're posting pictures of children.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's just kind of weird.
Okay. It's not like a... This is a prank I wanted to do once, is to go door-to-door in my apartment building and tell them all I'm a registered sex offender. Just to see if the
reactions
will be.
Just to get reactions.
Yeah, just to see. Just hidden camera. No,
these are people that you can see pictures of children on their timeline.
Yeah. Okay. Naked pictures of...
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, it's bad stuff.
But,
And the FBI won't do anything, or the police won't do anything?
As far as we know, they haven't done anything with the information they were given.
The most someone did was... there was a representative from Rhode Island that... gave information to the police, but I don't even know if anything happened with that.
Wow. But at least you're putting them out there. It's like, no, your anonymity should not be protected if you're doing horrible things.
That's definitely... okay, so freedom of speech, no censorship, information should be free, and you can't fuck kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's also, you give him your information just because you're like, hey, well, it's out there. This dude with this Twitter account, here's his real name, and here's what he did. Now make your own decision.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. But now, how do you guys justify... Because I get, I love that information is free. But if everyone is BitTorrenting an album, not that everyone ever will do that, but if everyone does that, then you two or Van Halen or whoever's making that album can't make any money off it. So how do you sort of write that in your mind? Because when people ask me about, like, don't you find that stealing what you do, BitTorrent? I'm like, yes, it's stealing. And I'm going to continue doing it.
It is and it isn't.
Yeah.
Everybody copied tapes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't steal it. Your friend did not no longer have his tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a flame, right?
And it's not really the same thing as stealing.
No, it's not really the same thing.
And then there's sharing. I mean, a lot of those sites are called file sharing sites.
Yeah, if I get somebody's HBO Go password because they don't allow it only on one computer, then I'm like, I'm not stealing it. He let me use it. Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right. But then how do you protect someone's income? Or do you guys not care about that at all? Let's say it's not stealing, because it's not. It's not exactly like stealing. And most of the albums I download, or TV I download, almost all the TV I download is free TV.
Yeah.
It's like network shit that I just don't have time to watch the air, and Hulu sucks.
Yeah.
But like, that I could just fast forward through the commercials. But the albums, most of them I'm never going to listen to anyway, except I'm like, let me give it a listen. But like, the ones I might buy that I never would.
I don't know. What most people would say is that the old structure system is dead. Technology killed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So why are we still trying?
Artists don't need record companies anymore.
No.
They don't.
No, they don't.
At all.
Because when you get someone on iTunes, it's just there. I'm releasing my album on iTunes, and it's just like, no one knows if it's Warner Brothers or just you. Exactly. They just see the picture of your album.
Do you think you're going to make money?
Some, not really. I mostly just want to get it out.
Do you think more people will steal it or copy it than will pay for it?
Huh. I don't know.
Especially with the massively reduced cost because of technology, you not being required to have a Comedy Central crew come and tape your shit.
Right. Yeah.
I assume most people would buy it.
Yeah, it's easier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know they did a study on this when I was in college, and they said that, and this is a long time, this is 20 years ago, let's say, almost. They said that illegal downloads increase record sales by 3%. But that was in the very beginning of it, when people just had Ethernet in their dorms and no one really had high-speed cable. Now it's a lot different. But I remember The Offspring wanted to test that by releasing their album for free to see, as well as whatever, as to see. And Sony was like, no, fuck you. You're absolutely not doing that.
I remember that.
Do you?
I think I do remember that.
Oh,
yeah.
You won?
No, but I think I remember hearing about it because I think they tried to do it again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with another album.
Huh.
One of their Pennywise.
Pennywise tried to do it.
Yes, I think Pennywise tried to do that.
Yeah, and if they can, it's like let's see. But you're right; the old technology system is dead. Like, why are we still trying to fit this into a square peg?
Yeah, and the other thing people need to understand is that technology is always going to trump legislation.
Yeah,
it's fucking always going to.
Right.
Nerds are smarter than old lawyers.
So like, okay, here's the law.
No, bottom line,
find a way around this, and so the law catches up, and find another way around it.
Yeah,
and most of the people like. I don't know. Most people who use the internet are aware of that SOPA thing that happened back in February, where Wikipedia went black for a day, and Google had like a black flash page when you tried to go
Wikipedia
to Google.
Wikipedia was supporting the cause.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Exactly.
And a lot of websites came, you know, I think Reddit and a bunch of websites were like, you know what, we're going to protest with you guys. We're going to make like a black splash page and say, if this law passes, this was what you would see here. Because we wouldn't be able to exist anymore.
Tumblr did a big old thing when people would log in. It would be like, bam!
Most of us individuals that were trying to help spread information and get other people to realize how fucking awful that law was, we were doing it for the benefit of everybody else. Because we would still be able to get whatever the fuck we wanted even if that law passed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
We know enough about technology that, like, we don't need that shit.
Yeah.
Pass whatever
fucking law you want. We'll get around it.
Exactly. What you were supporting is people's right to have access to information.
The people who don't know, like, this is going on. Like, they can turn their computer on one day and go watch a Michael Jackson video. Knock, knock, knock. The feds are here.
Before the law was even passed, are you familiar with plugins on, like, Firefox?
Uh-huh.
Hey, most people are. And basically, it's a little add-on program to your browser that can block ads or...
Yeah.
They make all sorts of them, okay? Yeah. Before the law was even passed, somebody wrote a program or an add-on for Firefox that was de-SOPA. So if the law passed and a website got taken down, this would automatically route you around it. You would still get to where you wanted
to go. Still go there.
That's funny.
And that's the absolute proof right there that technology will always trump legislation.
But you're doing it just for my mom, who doesn't know how to use anything with Google.
Yeah.
And she should have information. We're all smarter now and have access to more. We can grow as a people by having all this information.
Yeah, we're all standing on the shoulders of giants, you know?
Yeah. I don't really know what that means.
I don't know how to build an iPhone. Yeah. Do you?
It sounds really smart.
Well,
no.
we're standing on the inventions, the creations, and the knowledge of everybody before us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so many. And, you know, there's...
Why would we want to give the government control over that?
Exactly. Why do they want it?
Yeah.
Because it's a threat to the power structure.
Yeah.
Right, if we have access to information.
Yeah. And
that's what happened in Libya. That's where he fucked up here. In Libya. He gave them internet. Big mistake.
Exactly.
Now you have a knife up your ass.
And so politicians here look at that and, use it to their advantage when they do want to overthrow one of those countries.
Yeah.
And, B, try and take it away from us. That Senator Joe Lieberman guy that we were talking about earlier, one of the quotes that he's famous for in the internet community is saying, China has all these really cool powers to block the internet. We need to have that too.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That guy is a piece
that guy's
of
a
shit.
Dumbass.
Wow.
Now I know what you're talking about.
I saw him at a bar mitzvah once.
Really?
Yeah. Grew up near Washington, D.C., so he came to somebody. It was like a big honor because he was a senator there from Connecticut. He was the first Orthodox Jewish senator. So we were all really into him just because of that. I have no idea what his policies were.
Hey, Mr. Lieberman.
Yeah. We're like, whoa, Senator Lieberman's there.
Yo.
Kosher kitchen in the Senate or whatever it was.
Oh, man.
What would you guys say about people considering you bullies?
Bullies?
Yeah. Does that not come up? Well, here's what a bully is in the playground. It's someone who's going to shove you down in order to get what he wants from you. And you guys have this power. You have the power of a big kid.
Yes.
Yeah, but they're only doing it to other bullies.
Yes, that's the thing. I think a non could be considered a bully by someone who doesn't look into the background, into the history.
Right.
Because I see, me personally, I more see a non as, picture a bully is bullying a kid. A non is that person that should and sometimes doesn't always come in. Like, hey, you really need to knock that off. That's not what you should be doing.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, that's how I see
there's
it.
A kid
like
in,
my bully.
Like, there's a kid that's in class that's trained in Taekwondo, and he doesn't stand up for the kid that's getting beat up on.
Yeah. Right.
He has the power to, but he's not.
Right.
That's worse.
Yeah, I guess bullying is only when you use it for a different cause, right?
Yeah.
When you're doing it just to be a dick.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Like, for instance, one of my buddies on Twitter, actually, one of my non-buddies, recently got bullied off by being doxxed because some random troll who wasn't even an anon just basically came around and thought he was a badass and could dox him. So now
that's what he did.
So now he's not on Twitter anymore.
That guy who got doxxed?
Yeah, because they put out his social security number.
Oh. Do you guys like threaten people, say, unless you do this, we're going to be doing this?
Oh, that's how, some of the videos that we come out.
That's what would get done. That's what the videos are, where it says.
Yeah, some of the videos that come out, like the Bernanke one. It was just like, Bernanke, if you do not step down, like.
We're going to fuck you.
Yeah, we're going to fuck with you.
So you're letting him know ahead of time. Just so there's no, like, later, you're like, how come you didn't just ask? And you're like, no, we asked. We did it nicely.
And since then,
you're aware of this.
So much information's come out about the Fed that no one's known before.
I had no idea before. I'm just finding out little pieces from a couple of people. But then when you hear about it, you're like, wait, what? That doesn't seem right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's such a small part of the picture.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff going on with private companies that through hacking Anonymous has uncovered.
Yeah.
And one of the really interesting stories would be there was a guy named Aaron Barr.
Oh, okay.
Aaron Barr was the CEO of a company called HB Gary.
Okay.
Okay. And what he did was send an article to either the Financial Times or Forbes, basically saying that he had figured out how to track and identify the leaders of Anonymous and associated Twitter accounts with Facebook accounts and
was it
and people's
accurate?
Names and shit. No, it wasn't accurate at all.
Exactly. Okay.
In fact, the Financial Times hadn't published it yet, or Forbes, whichever one it was, they hadn't published it yet. But he had said that he had figured it out in an article, and that he was going to either try and give it or sell it to the FBI.
Yeah.
So Anonymous hacked the fuck out of this dude.
Oh, just man. To make sure.
And put his information online.
Put his...
To put the information he was going to sell to the FBI online.
Yeah, like, here, we'll give it to him. You're
oh, really?
So fucking wrong, we'll give it to him. Yeah.
Just for free. Now yeah. you get nothing.
They remotely wiped his iPad.
Who did? The feds?
Anonymous.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's hacky shit.
Yeah.
That was... I was fucking really impressed with that.
Yeah.
Really? Remotely wiped his iPad.
As somebody who cannot hack his way out of a paper bag...
You're more on that end.
What
was your name again?
Star Fox.
Star Fox. Sorry, it's hard for me to remember this. Bob would have been easier.
The hacking scene gets extremely complex. Yeah. I am nothing. Seriously, nothing compared to some of the people I've spoken with and dealt with. Like,
yeah, where their skills are like way above you.
like you know, have you seen the movie V for Vendetta?
Uh huh.
You know how in the one. Point he basically takes over the whole news agency. Everyone sees him making that speech and everything. That's yeah. completely possible.
Really?
Yes.
To just hack everything
but
so we're running now.
Because yeah. Anonymous is against censorship, a lot of Anons would see that as censoring the news. So that's why that's never really happened before. A lot of people are like, why hasn't Anon done a V for Vendetta? Why hasn't this happened? Well, it's because a lot of Anons are against censorship and see that as censoring something that's already there.
Oh, you guys should do that like at a commercial break. You know, it's like
I actually recommend
coming
it
up
at the
halftime and then write
show.
That. Yeah, halftime of the Super Bowl, something like that.
That would have been incredibly funny.
Yeah, nobody wants to see these fucking Black Eyed Peas. They're terrible. Let's just make a message to America.
And Madonna, Jesus Christ, when's that chick gonna quit?
They just get old people. God. They don't ever get like the Black Keys or someone Arcade Fire or somebody cool that people would want to see.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with that.
So, but do people what?
I was going to continue the H.B. Gary story is like a really long,
yeah.
interesting story
yes.
that,
yeah.
that I think a lot of people should know about. It's something that I think is really important that Anonymous did.
Yeah.
Because although they fucked with that guy out of spite because he poked at the hive, so to speak.
Yeah.
What they did when they hacked his company and published 60,000 emails is they discovered that Bank of America and the Chamber of Commerce, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, were trying to hire his company to attack protesters.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the way they were going to do it was through persona management software, which is something that...
Hold on. I'm going to ask questions the whole way through this story.
Yeah, absolutely.
First of all, how do they know that that's what the government was doing? That they were trying to hire them.
This was the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Commerce.
And Bank of America. Because there's emails.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's emails between them.
A lot of times when I hear stories like this, I'm like, you're not giving me the facts. You're just saying this guy did this, and I don't know why. Okay. So
this can all be researched. It's all still online.
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
Yes,
so how do you spell this guy's name?
Aaron Barr, B-A-R-R.
Okay.
And the company is H.B. Gary.
Gary, yeah.
G-A-R-Y?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You know what? You could even type in H.B. Gary Anonymous and a lot of shit will come up.
And everything will come up.
Yeah, you'll get full stories on it.
So they saw these emails between Bank of America and the Chamber of Commerce showing what they were talking about.
Yeah. Okay. And part of it was
verified
to vilify
emails.
WikiLeaks and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
But then the story got even deeper when they started to get tied to other companies and also finding out that what they were trying to make or what they did make, and we don't know if it's being used or not, is persona management software. Okay, what that is a software program that lets one person manage 50 to 100 different identities online.
Why would that be good or bad? I know why it'd be good.
Okay, well, here's how it could be bad.
Okay.
They could use it to create... what's the word I'm looking for? Files. Support for an idea.
Oh.
So you see an idea that somebody has online, and you see 100 different people all saying like how awesome it is.
Yeah.
You think that there's support for this idea. And that makes the idea seem better.
Right.
Because there's people behind it already.
So when you say control the people, that means like you have 20 Twitter accounts?
Exactly. Or 50. Or 100.
But they're just faking it, right?
But they're not just a Twitter account. They're a Twitter account tied to a Facebook account that has a blog and
all fake.
Pictures.
All fake.
And, but not fake in the way that like anonymous accounts are fake, where it's just an anonymous account. These are pretending to be real, legit people.
Oh, like it's saying, like, I'm a, I don't know,
John Davis, I'm a teacher.
I go here, I do this, I do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I walk around.
And so they control all of these things.
Yeah. One person could manage 50 or 100 of them.
And
this software program would enable them to, once they switch to one, it would switch Facebook automatically and Twitter automatically. And when they typed something in, it would customize it to fit
that person's persona?
Yeah, so it matched with that made-up personality.
So if it's an old man in the Midwest, he would say something different than some New Yorker stockbroker would say.
Exactly.
Yeah. Whoa, so cool.
So it would do that automatically.
Really?
And that's fucking phenomenal that they're that amazingly technologically gifted. But this is a horrible thing for the United States Air Force to submit a contract for.
That they wanted to do those things.
Yes.
They wanted to create those things.
And
the
idea is that they want to use it abroad. But like everything else, they end up using it here. It
comes back home.
And so they would have like a bunch of people in, let's just say, Syria, in different parts of Syria, claiming distress about the government. Like, I don't like this, I don't like that. And some other guy is saying this. This is what Hollywood does, by the way. If you've ever seen, sometimes in the big movie theaters, like right near UCLA or like wherever the big ones are, or Arclight, they'll have a bunch of people taking pictures of people like Tom Cruise pulling up, getting out of the car.
Yeah.
And I was always like, how do they know he's even gonna like be there? What do you mean? How are they aware? They hire like 20 people just to show up with cameras.
Oh, what?
And then other people are like, what's the commotion?
Oh,
and then they
start.
Then after like 20 minutes, those 20 people are like, you guys can go, we got enough people now.
That makes sense now why people just like just shooting their camera off.
And you want to hear something crazy about hiring people?
Almost always.
Okay. Mitt Romney used to be the CEO of Bain Capital.
Oh, yeah.
Bain Capital is a large investor in Clear Channel.
Yeah.
Clear Channel owns the Rush Limbaugh Show.
Yeah.
Clear Channel and Bain together also own this other separate company whose name escapes me, but all they do is sell actors to radio stations.
Sell actors? What do you mean?
So when you hear a caller on Rush's show that he actually has a conversation with, it's a scripted, hired, paid actor.
Whoa.
I know they do that in radio stations sometimes where they say somebody like, go to the other room and call us to pretend you're the retarded guy. Or
this is actually a business that specializes in that.
Wow. It's a business. Crazy. Usually just let an intern do it. You got an accident? Go. I remember Freddie Locker did that in Alaska. Freddie had all these voices, so they're like,
that's what they do on K-Rock. They've got the one guy that does all the voices. Stellar.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, so back to this, not Ralph Garman. No, you threw me off.
K-Rock. So, persona management software. Yeah. And we started uncovering all of these different companies that were involved in this.
Yeah.
And tying them together.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are owned by former CIA agents.
Yeah.
Owned by former CIA agents?
Yeah.
Or guys that worked at
these
CIA.
These personas.
These companies that created this shit.
Oh, wow.
Are owned by former CIA.
Yeah. And so then in a separate incident back in December.
They'd only want that to create a fake hype over something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good or bad. Like pro or against something.
Yeah, pro or con.
Good job.
Okay, I'm trying to process all this, and I'm just trying to think right now of, like, all these stories are like, we had an ambassador killed, and all of a sudden we're sending warships. I'm like, wait, what's happening?
I could get into that.
We're sending warships somewhere where I don't even know what happened, really? What are we doing?
We don't even know if there's actual embassy in Benghazi, Libya. At this point, there's a really, really strong movement of information, at least with the nons I follow and the ones I interact with.
It's like,
with.
No way, did any of it happen?
There was no Benghazi, Libya. There's no embassy.
Really?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Is that what people are saying?
With the recent research that I've been sent and I've been shown, the State Department doesn't list an embassy in Benghazi, Libya.
And so you think a Barack Obama, who says this is terrible, do you think a guy like that is complicit in it or doesn't know?
That's a hard question because he's complicit in a lot of things, but I'd say there's a lot of things he doesn't know either.
I'll put it to you like this.
They just tell him, like, oh, one of our ambassadors got killed, and you're like, oh, wow, that's terrible.
You can forget everything, take everything else off the table, okay? Yeah. They wrote a bill called the NDAA,
They do it all the time. It's the National Defense Authorization Act. It's what makes sure troops have hot food in whatever country they're stationed in. There's a whole bunch of stuff in it that they have to renew every year or
it's
every
like
2 years or whatever that makes sure shit's getting paid for.
Yeah.
Okay? And all they're doing is agreeing on what's going to get paid for this year and how much money is going to be spent on what. Well, they put a line in it that said, and the White House requested this, that it would allow for the indefinite detention of American citizens.
Yeah, Rogan always talks to me about that. They're like, why is that in there?
Yep.
President Obama came out after the wording of the bill was finalized and it was going to vote in the Congress and Senate. He said, no matter what, I'm going to veto this.
Yeah.
Okay? Insisted upon it. Came out, made press statements about it. I'm going to veto this. That's wrong. Okay? Then, on New Year's Eve, he signed it while everybody's out partying.
Quietly.
And his excuse for it was, well, I couldn't veto it because it would have denied food and all this other stuff to all these troops and all this other stuff we got to pay for. So I'm just going to make this signing statement that says I'm not going to use that part, okay? Because the president doesn't have the right to, like,
just put
an X
through it. But that seems like such a serious part to, like...
If you gave a Jedi a lightsaber and said, here, hold this, but you can't use it.
Just use it as a paperweight. Yeah, it's like, and even if somebody says, even if, let's say Obama was like, I'll never use that. It's like, what about the next guy?
Exactly.
Yes.
And the next guy. The point is, you shouldn't have this power.
And the other point is that...
You just arrest people for no reason, never say anything,
He doesn't have the right to just strike through that part and sign the rest of the bill. Like, he can't remove a
bills
section
don't work
of
that
it.
Way.
Exactly. But a federal court can.
Yeah.
Okay. So some guys, Daniel Ellsberg, the guy who released the Pentagon Papers back during the Vietnam War.
Okay.
With the help of Noam Chomsky and...
Yeah, he's like the original famous whistleblower.
Yeah.
Noam Chomsky? Or this guy?
Him and Noam Chomsky
Daniel
and
Ellsberg.
Daniel Ellsberg like, worked together on
the
Pentagon
Papers.
Okay,
so he's one of the people along with a bunch of reporters and correspondents and stuff that all got together and filed a lawsuit to sue the government for having that specific part in the NDAA.
Yeah.
And a federal judge said, you guys are right, that's unconstitutional, I'm going to strike out just this part. Okay. The Obama administration appealed that decision and said, no, we want to keep that.
Really?
Yeah.
And they've done it twice now.
They've appealed it twice, even though he said...
I don't ever want to use it, I don't
President
like that
Barack
part.
Obama said... And wait, now, here's my question about all that stuff. A lot of times people say, the Obama administration is doing this, and I want to be like, wait, is that just some government official, or is that coming from Obama?
Okay, well... It's no different than him being the CEO of a company.
Yeah.
Everybody that does anything, they have approval from on high.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
So they appealed taking that out because they want it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he clearly wants
it. They want to be able to...
That's the only argument you need to have, that guy's a piece of shit.
Man.
They want
you to throw everything else out the window.
Be like, oh, you're coming with us. You don't get a trial. Say goodbye.
Yeah, I can understand. It's like, I can't take it out. Seems like a good excuse. We can't. It's just too late. We got to feed the fucking troops. And then when they take it,
And then when a federal judge who has the authority to take it out.
You're like, why would you want to leave it? You'd want it out. You'd want it out. You'd be happy someone would take this to court.
Yeah, and it's just a really... The first time I read it, I was just like, is this really happening? I mean, you can't... It says in the bill, it calls for the indefinite detention of any American that is assumed to be associated with Al-Qaeda or an associated force.
Associated what? Force?
So say like Al-Qaeda did this with somebody who did this with somebody who did this with somebody. They're now...
And you got hired as a driver by some guy.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're in jail for 30 years. You're like, I'm never going to court.
Or no Al-Qaeda starts wearing Guy Fawkes masks. And next thing you know, me and this guy are in Guantanamo Bay.
And they never have to bring charges. That's one of the basic...
federal agents posing as Al-Qaeda members start wearing anonymous masks. And next thing you know, me and this guy are in Guantanamo.
Exactly.
Wow.
Or federal agents...
It's just too much power to give them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Federal agents go to protest and dress up.
Why would they want... Even if they... Let's say they had... Someone who's planning something in whatever you think Al-Qaeda is, let's say everything's on the level, and you find a real terrorist, an American terrorist who's doing something, planning something, you definitely want to be able to arrest that guy.
Oh, yeah.
But why would you want to hold him indefinitely?
We have a system in place to deal with that.
Exactly.
It's like, let's just bring him to trial. A speedy trial. There's like a few things that that are like top of the list of rights. It's free speech, quick trial.
Yeah.
Yeah. A public trial. You have to bring charges and no fucking soldiers in our house.
And that goes back to the time of kings when they would just throw someone in the dungeon and
that's
leave them there to rot.
That's why they made those
rules. Yeah. They never got to say anything. Like, nobody ever defended them. Nothing. They just threw them in a hole.
Yeah. And that was the plot of that Leonardo DiCaprio movie where he had a brother who was the same face as him.
Oh.
And they were all musketeers or something. And he had that Man in the Iron Mask.
Yeah.
Man in the Iron Mask. That's what it was.
Man in the Iron Mask, yeah.
That's pretty okay. That was an okay movie. Wow, that's crazy. They would do that.
Doesn't the NDAA allow for the assassination of American citizens, too?
Well, he's doing that anyways.
Well, yes, he's doing that anyway with the drone program, but doesn't that allow for indefinite detention and assassination of anywhere on the planet?
So the assassination thing's not on the NDAA.
It's not?
No. Now, how does... Okay, so Anonymous, let's say you're aware of this information. You're both aware of this information. No. What do you do to combat that now?
Try and make sure everybody else knows.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's dispersal of information.
Yeah, that's
why haven't you done a better job of doing that?
People don't want to listen. People don't give a shit.
Yeah, people really just don't care.
That might be a lot of it too. Some people just trust. Like, that's fine. He'll take care of it.
It's gonna be okay. Like, okay, I was
looking at it this way. We're both sitting here.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I was at dinner the other night. And like I heard someone talking.
We're doing what our responsibility is by sitting here.
Yeah, exactly. But like I was at dinner the other night and I heard someone talking, like it goes back to the thing when I said that someone said Obama was going to save the economy. Someone was talking about how he was going to save America. He's going to do it again. And I was just like, he did it the first time?
Yeah.
Like, I was like...
I love these elections. You're like, I'm going to do this and this. You're like, how?
Yeah.
Can somebody say a plan? Don't just say what you want to happen. That's fucking the fourth grade class election shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to ensure that we have a snack machine. Like, have you done any research about snack machines?
There was an old experiment where somebody took, like, a group of third graders or whatever and said, you know, we're going to have an election. You guys are going to elect a class president.
Yeah.
And one of them ran on the platform of, like, I'm going to really improve things and do good things. And the other one just said, if you elect me, we'll all have free ice cream every lunch.
Word. Just
good
the
enough.
Ice cream kid won.
I remember seeing a cartoon of that when I was little.
Yeah. If you really want to be subversive in a class election system... If you want to do the thing that you're talking about, like CIA doing and starting fake accounts and stuff, you just need a patsy to, let's say it's a one-on-one, that's usually what the election is. If it's boy against girl, just get some patsy. Whoever you want to elect, just have double the gender on one side, and you'll be voted in. If there's one dude voting against two girls, that dude will win every time. Two dudes, one girl, the girl wins. So just make someone run who has no plans of winning.
Yeah. Mm.
To defeat the other chick.
Yeah, actually was just watching a video today of Immortal Technique doing an interview, and he was talking on Mitt Romney at one point. And the interviewer asks, so if Mitt Romney gets elected, he doesn't even finish the question, and Immortal Technique goes, I don't even think he's going to get elected.
Really?
He's just like, I don't think he's going to get elected. And the interviewer goes, no. He's like, I don't think he's going to get elected.
Why? Because he's so confident in the guy
I think it's just
win.
Because he's just so like, evil comes to, like, the first word that comes to my mind is evil.
With Mitt Romney?
Yeah, but, like...
He just seems rich to me.
I think that's what puts it there, too, because I've seen, like, how evil, like, people like J.P. Morgan Chase with a ton of money are, and then other people on Wall Street and the government. But he's just... The things he says, it's just like, do you really believe that, dude?
What, like, Romney?
Yeah, just some of the things he says, it's like... Someone the other day told me he wanted to take away Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I was like,
really?
I was like, really?
Why would you even get into that?
Yeah, that's a...
like he
my
just,
favorite, you don't remember this, but Arizona was the last state to not have it. It was just a state holiday.
Yeah.
Before the national holiday. And Arizona was like, no, we don't want it. And they're like, you don't want a national day off from work? And their voters, not just the people in charge, their voters said, no, we vote against it. Then the Super Bowl was supposed to be in Arizona that year, in Phoenix. And the National Football League said, if you don't vote to have a state holiday, to take a day off, we will pull the Super Bowl away from your state. And they were like, we don't want Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
They lost Super Bowl.
Fuck it was the like, Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they were like...
How un-American.
It's crazy. It's like, take the day off.
Oh, man.
That was part of me was it, when 9/11, when you like, you know, like... 3-4 months later when you started to process out all of that stuff, I was like, well, at least we'll get a national holiday out of it. you know, get a day off. In 30 years, I don't remember it. I'll just like, hey, happy with a day off.
I was in third grade, and I remember that was something my dad said. We were at dinner, and he was just like, so when are we getting a holiday for
that? Yeah, what the fuck? We just have to remember it every day from work? Like peasants? I should sit at home and barbecue. No, that would be bad.
Telling folklore over the fire.
Yeah, it shouldn't be barbecue that day. There'd have to be some other meal that wouldn't include fire or buildings.
Yeah, that'd be no different than celebrating the Holocaust by having a barbecue. Or
turning ovens on. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just having a broiler, yeah. Yeah. Celebrating the Holocaust. Yeah, we would end up celebrating it.
Having
no time.
Brick oven pizza.
Be a solemn day. Yeah, exactly.
It'd be kind of offensive.
I like that. Hold on. Wait, I got to stop for a second and do sponsor stuff. Is that all right?
Yeah. I could grab some water. And
I'm going to get you guys more drinks, too.
Awesome. Yeah, go ahead.
You want to talk about Gamefly for a minute? Are you familiar with Gamefly?
I think I've heard of it.
You seem like you might be.
Yeah.
What do you just steal games, too? Or download games?
Sometimes.
I shouldn't use that word anymore, because you're right. It's not like stealing. It's different.
Well,
Pirate?
Games? I did have an unlocked, jailbroken iPod Touch that I could play Pokemon and Nintendo games on and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I buy mine.
You buy yours?
Buy
except for the ones I get for free because friends work at video game design companies.
And they just give them to you?
Right.
Well, anyway, one of my sponsors is Gamefly.
Well, that's
so
cool. I'm familiar with them. They do something awesome. It's like Netflix for video games.
Yeah.
You just get it, and then if you don't like it or if you do, whatever, keep it as long as you want, and then give it back.
They have a lot of commercials on some of my little sister's cartoon shows, like Nickelodeon and stuff, like Gamefly.
That makes sense, because those are the people who are using it, huh?
Yeah.
Some of their commercials aren't bad. People raging, like throwing shit when they realize
those
their
Nerf
game is
commercials are pretty intense. Like when new Nerf gun that shoots something, and it's like a chain gun and shooting darts out. And I'm just like, whoa.
Yeah.
So watching little kids' TV is like really weird to me. Like
why?
The commercials they put in are so perfectly geared towards a child's mind.
Yeah.
It's like
aren't
dangerously
they?
Scary.
Aren't it's not they? Like,
what?
They just are. It's just like.
I taught my kid how to DVR stuff and fast forward through commercials like right away at like a really young age.
They were trying to make legislation to make louder ads illegal. You know how when you're like watching something, then all of a sudden blast for the commercials.
Yeah.
And they should.
They're
assholes for doing that.
You know why things like that get passed is because some guy sitting at home who's a senator goes, "This is fucking annoying."
Yeah.
And then he talked to everybody else. Like, are we all annoyed by this?
Yeah.
Let's just stop that. But they haven't stopped it yet.
That's pretty much how I think SOPA came to be. I think that guy, Lamar Smith, got a little upset with Anonymous and was just like, I don't like them anymore. Let's make a bill.
Well, he also works for the RIAA or MPAA.
Yeah,
those people are trying to hold on.
Yeah,
they're just
really
trying
are.
To hold on to their
fucking
form of media.
Dinosaur that won't die.
It's like, don't fight against technology.
Like
use technology.
Like figure it out.
Like the mega upload thing. Like the mega upload whole with taking the RIAA down, taking the MPAA down. All those sites got DDoS. It was just like, you shouldn't have gone to New Zealand and taken down the mecha upload guy who was outside your country's jurisdiction.
He was operating by his laws.
Stuff like that's getting really sketchy lately about... Okay, really funny thing.
If I fuck a hooker in Brazil, you can't try... You can't extradite me and try me here.
For real. Yeah.
Just like you can't... You can't punish Julian Assange under treason law.
Yeah, but
he's not an American citizen.
Yeah.
He wasn't in America.
Politicians and reporters in America were saying that he committed an act of treason. He's not a fucking U.S. citizen.
That guy's an amazing
and
dude.
And that evidence, the condom with his DNA in it, has no DNA belonging to Julian Assange.
The chick that made the original claims had ties to the CIA.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
There you go.
They showed her partying with Julian Assange like the next night. Having fun.
Yeah, like 2 nights later.
We had this girl here. Oh, by the way, if you go to Gamefly.com/Ari, you get a free 2-week trial, and I'll get enough money for a gram of weed. I could say the money, but it's like, why not just say what I'm going to use it for?
Operation Cannabis.
Operation Cannabis, exactly. But wait, what was I just saying now? Oh, we had a girl here. We have a lot of crazies that hang out at the Comedy Store.
Okay.
And this girl claimed that one of the door guys raped her. And everyone's like, okay, but she was already a crazy, but she was cute. So I was like, whoa, I don't know if I want to get involved. And then she claimed someone else raped her. Like 2 weeks later, she claimed someone else had raped her in the past. And then it was like a third person. And we're like, why do you keep coming back to the place where you keep getting raped?
Oh my God.
I don't want to poke holes in your story or be like the victim kind of thing. But Seems like you would avoid the rape place after a while.
Oh, man. I'm going to go to the rape den.
If it was a dark alley, you wouldn't go there again, right?
Yeah. Like, obviously, that girl's allowed to go to dinner if she had to for business, but it's like, you're going to party with the guy? You think you wouldn't smile around him.
I got raped last week. I'm going to do it again.
Yeah. It's getting raped twice. Shame on me. Getting raped four times. I'm a liar. Let's take a break and then we'll come back tomorrow and do this. Does that work?
Yeah.
Do you guys have Twitter handles you want to promote?
Mine is just StarFox, *_Fox.
I'm good.
*_Fox, and you're good.
I'm good.
You don't want to. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll do the second part of this tomorrow. Thank you guys very much.
No problem.
Do you have a favorite song you want to go out to?
Call Me Maybe.
Call Me Maybe. That's a good one. We talked about that. All right. Call
I was going to say Muse Uprising.
Oh, no. Let's do that. Call Me Maybe can go there.
But it's awesome.
Muse Uprising?
I was just listening to that today on the way here.
Really? Well, how does that one go?
Don't sing.
Human. Don't just be a computer.
Play it.
Just say
it. Right.
Just play it.
All right. That'll take us out. All right. Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Boom. That's it. I will be back tomorrow with part B of this. Those guys are going to come back, finish up my conversation. I'm loading it up tomorrow, so I don't want to have a break. I don't want people like forgetting. So come back tomorrow. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or on Stitcher. Get the word on this one. I think there's something happening right now in this country, and I think we all have to sort of be aware of who we are and what we represent. All right. Please don't forget. Get my my CD, Ari Shaffir, my debut CD, Revenge for the Holocaust. Anything you see, by the way, in the last few months, it's not on there. Everything I did, I stopped doing there in when I recorded it in May at the Denver Comedy Works. So this is all new material I'm doing now. So please, it's a culmination of a lot of stuff. So get it. Enjoy it. Some of it's filthy. Some of it's smart. Not too much of it is smart. But enjoy it and tell your friends about it. And if you want, go to my website and go to arithegreat.com while you're going there for Amazon or for Gamefly. And click there and I'll give you 4 free tracks off the album. If you're unsure, if you don't have money, go there, click on get 4 tracks. I'll just email them to you. So that's it. Thank you guys very much for tuning in. Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, episode 79, part A, Anonymous. In the books. And did I mention Gamefly? Did I do Gamefly? If you go to gamefly.com/Ari, you get a free 15-day trial, and then they give me a bunch of money towards marijuana that I'll probably use, medical marijuana for my sickness. I feel really polyish sometimes, and marijuana helps me not feel so polytastic. Thank you guys very much for tuning in. Episode 79, part A, Anonymous, over and out. Until tomorrow, keep up the fight. And all the other boys.